Welcome to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. I'm your host, Amelia Mazur, the podcast where everything goes. Are you having a rough day? Do you need a 15-minute break from the world? Do you need a shoulder to cry on? The Weekly Check-In is the place to be. No judgments, open conversation, and hopefully a few laughs in between.
Welcome back to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. My name is Amelia, or Mia. I am your host. If you're watching on the YouTube video, hello. If you're listening on the audio, which is being recorded directly below me, welcome. I have notes on what I wanted to say written down. And now I don't have notes in the sense of like everything I'm saying is jotted down and I'm saying it word for word, like verbatim. These are just things like notes and things that I want to talk about. So we're gonna get into it, but I hope you're having a fantastic week. It is Wednesday, which means it is one of my favorite days of the week, which is the day that I put up the podcast. Now, I am filming this later in the day because I was really tired and I have had an interesting day, so it was a little bit delayed, but that's okay. So today I wanted to talk about why, and now this is gonna be a controversial topic, why New Year's goals don't work. And now I'm someone who has mental health struggles. I have depression. I take antidepressants. I'm a person who sometimes has a hard time sticking to my goals, sticking to the things I want to do, sticking to the things that make me feel good. But also I'm the same person that recognizes those struggles, and I feel like people can relate. So New Year's resolutions, that's something I want to talk about because it's November, we've got 2 months left in the year, we've basically got like less than 60 days in the year, and it's so weird to me thinking about that because I was thinking about like my birthday was in April and Halloween was like a week ago, and it's just time continues moving even when you don't, which is why this topic came up. Life moves whether you move or if you don't. The days still have 24 hours. There's still 7 days in a week, 365 days in the year, plus leap years, but on the normal year. But when you don't move, you do nothing. And it is okay to relax and rejuvenate and pick yourself back up. But New Year's resolutions are like, okay, so at the beginning of the year, I'm gonna start, and then if I fall off, I'm just gonna wait for the next year. Why? Like, I understand the premise of New Year's resolutions because I used to have them, but it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna start this year and then if I fall off I can reset. You can reset at any point. You don't have to wait for the beginning of a year to reset. Like, it just doesn't work that way. So I realized that waiting causes missed opportunities. Now, opportunity is something that presents itself in front of you and allows you to go for it. So when things are presented to you, it is not because you can't, it's because you can. Something is not being presented to you unless you've manifested it, asked for it, thought of it. It wouldn't be there unless it was meant for you. And to some people that's like, oh, that's kooky and weird. Well, I wasn't meant to injure myself and here I am with a metal plate in my leg. Well, I have 2 and 8 screws. Like, everything happens for a reason. So you need to understand that the things that you want are completely possible, but they don't just happen because you want them. You have to work for them. So New Year's resolutions kind of put us into this perspective of, oh, I want something. Okay, cool. But you want it. What are you willing to sacrifice for it? What are you willing to do for it? And now I am not the person who's like, you have to be go, go, go all the time. You have to never stop, never breathe, never relax, because that's not reality. But if you want something, you have to understand that there's steps and goal, like, to that goal. So there's bits and pieces that have to happen first, like to graduate college, you need to go to your courses. You need to study outside of your course days. You need to take those tests or maybe redo that test. Ask questions, and then you pass that class or course or whatever, and you move on to the next. So that's kind of the same concept of life. You start at one point, and you're looking to get over here. Like, you're trying to start at one point and move your way to this grand idea. But what's the in-between part? And the in-between part should be the cool part, because it's the in-between that teaches you so much. The process is the cool part. The goal is amazing and fantastic and beautiful and wonderful, but the process of it is the cool part. It's painful. It can bring up a lot of emotions. It can be stressful. It can cause, you know, overwhelm, but that's all part of the process. So yes, the process is really cool. Yes, it can be overwhelming and demanding, but it's the process. If you want something in life, you have to go for it. So why, and I mentioned this earlier, why I'm a person who I struggle with following through on things sometimes. My brain has a chemical imbalance. Now, I'm very open about my mental health journey. I'm very honest. I have depression. I take antidepressants. I'm never going to tell you what to do. So seek help from a medical professional, mental health, physical health, a whole nine. Consult a physician. What I'm saying is, for a person like me who has a chemical imbalance in my brain, it is really hard to stick to a routine because that imbalance kind of skews my view on the way I look at things. Now, that's a whole other topic and a whole other conversation to have, but when I'm trying to stick to a routine of, okay, this is what I want to eat, this is what I want to do for physical activity, whether it's walking with my dog, whether it's working out in my spare room or going to the gym, it has to be realistic. If you give yourself like 15 things to do, you are not going to be able to stick to that routine. And that is what I was doing to myself. I had 1,500 things on the go and never gave myself a chance to look at what was actually a priority. So for me, priority is my job. I love my job. I love where I work. I now work out of town in a medical clinic. I love my 25-minute drive in the morning. I love the atmosphere. So I focus on that and putting my energy to that. I love the podcast. Why? I can connect with people. I can talk about topics like mental health, physical health, wellness, self-love, all the things that I wish someone had talked to me about. I can then give that to other people. My health. I have metal in my leg, so I take my health very seriously now. I didn't before. I'll be completely honest. I have spent the better of the past like year and a half not taking very good care of my body and just either slamming it full of junk food or killing my body, trying not to eat to lose weight, and it was very unhealthy, and I don't recommend it. But I struggled with a routine on anything because I didn't pick apart what was a priority. So my big three, I kind of talk about pillars in my life with myself and in my journals and things like that. My three big things right now are my mental health, my physical health, and my professional health. Now those are very broad very broad terms, so I'll break them down. With my mental health, recording my podcast and being present is huge for me because it allows me to have space to be myself, to express to other people, yes, be vulnerable, and people can misconstrue things however they want or interpret them however they like, but that is not my priority. My priority is connecting with people and being a place of security and safety and kind of a space where self-love is the priority. That's not kind of, it is. So another part of my mental health is checking on myself. If I can't record a podcast because I'm feeling low that day, my brain isn't responding to medication, or something has set off my emotional triggers, I will step back and let myself breathe. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop and derail everything like I used to, but I am going to take a step back and go, okay, what's the issue? What is causing this breakdown in communication from goal to action? And where do we need to kind of shift things? So that's a huge thing for me. And mental health and physical health tie in, but definitely for me is my food consumption. Now, again, not a dietitian. Not a certified board, you know, board certified anything. I'm just a person who knows what works for me. Food for me is love. I love cooking. I grew up cooking with my dad. So food for me is very important, but I also understand that being a foodie, like a person who enjoys cooking, also means I need to be conscious of what I'm putting in my body because I do play rugby. Now, obviously with an injury, I didn't play for a while. Definitely a bit out of shape, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm working towards goals that allow me to be present for my physical health. So physical health means the food I'm putting into my body. Am I, you know, following a certain meal plan or whatever? I'm never going to divulge exactly what I do for food because I think that that's way out of my scope. That's not my gig. I'll happily share recipes on my Instagram or like the podcast Instagram. But I'm not a like, this is the amount of calories I eat. That's just not my gig. There are way many more professional isn't the word, but like way more qualified people to talk about that. I'm not that person. So I'm just not gonna pretend like I should, but I know what works for me. And sometimes that changes. Some days I need a little bit more of something else, a little bit less of this. Maybe I haven't drank enough water. Like these are all things that play into it. And then my professional health. Loving my job, loving the space that I'm in, having a desk space that's organized, engaging with patients, being very conscious of the things that I say and I do because patient care to me is extremely important. Being able to provide the best care and the best quality and assuring people are taken care of is huge for me. But then in my professional career also is connecting to the podcast and things that I do outside of my 9-to-5. Yes, I definitely like to hustle it a little bit more than other people, and I know it burns myself out sometimes. But burning myself out means I've been putting my priorities in the wrong place. I have definitely burnt myself out not prioritizing myself and prioritizing other people. So now in my professional health, it's prioritizing me. What do I need to succeed as a professional in the medical field? Or what do I need to succeed as a professional in the social media / podcast world? Like what is going to take me further? Researching those things, developing skills, asking questions, being mentored by people. That is the things inside those broad pillars that I named. That is how I build my routine. So not a huge morning person, especially when I stay up later working on things for my podcast or just staying up late in general. Staying up and waking up early does not mix well. I like my sleep. I'm not gonna lie, I like my 8 hours, sometimes 9. But I know that I feed really well off of like 7 to 8 hours. So going to bed between like 10:30, 11 and waking up at like 6:30, 7, fantastic time. Perfect time for me to wake up. Now, is it gonna be optimal every day? No, because life is gonna throw us curveballs. But in my routine, I am beginning to supplement and implement things that help me to make my routines easier, like packing my lunch right when I get home from work. So I'll get home at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. And first thing I'll do is take my containers out, clean them out, and then pack my lunch for tomorrow. So I don't have to think. So I'm not scrambling in the morning going, oh my God, what do I need to eat? And thinking about all like the things I need to do. Another thing is being completely and utterly off my phone is something I struggle with and I'm trying to implement. It's just putting on like ocean wave sounds or classical music that I really enjoy and putting my phone like on my dresser where it's not like right by my face or my ears because I know that that's not good for you. And then leaving it there. Setting an alarm. I like to only set one alarm. It's a psychology trick, something I actually want to talk about in a podcast episode. But setting multiple alarms is a subconscious way that your brain's going, oh yeah, I can wait, oh yeah, I can wait. It's like a procrastination tactic. Don't procrastinate, because then it's going to cause you more stress and overwhelm, and it's just not a good time. So that's kind of things that I've been doing. Implementing different types of physical activity is something that I enjoy. I love walking now that I can walk again. Sometimes it is a little bit painful, especially having metal in your leg. Now that the weather's getting colder, it is a little bit painful for me, but wearing like fuzzier warm socks. I want to put those like mitt warmers where you like break them and you put them inside your mitts to keep yourself warm. Putting those in like my socks and stuff like that to keep my ankle warm, I feel like is gonna help a lot. And then stretching it and doing those types of things, but like doing different types of like resistance training, being able to do a little bit more weightlifting things again now that I'm stable is gonna help my physical health and help my brain to kind of sit back and, you know, be present and less thinking about everything. And that comes with being realistic. Like, I'm not going to the gym 5 days a week and working out 3 hours a day. I don't have that time. I wish I did, but I would, again, not prioritize other things, cause myself to get to that, quote, burnout stage, and then kind of, like, digress backward instead of progressing forward. So I probably right now work out probably 3 to 4 times a week at home, and then I want to transition, start going to the actual gym, because there is a gym here in the city that I absolutely love. And I do have a membership, I just haven't gone in a long time. A, because of not prioritizing, and B, well, ankle. But that said, going back in there and transitioning from working out at home maybe 1 or 2 days a week, and then transition into working out there 1 to 2, maybe 3 times a week, just to get myself an easygoing kind of flow, because I do have priorities. I'm not saying that my physical health isn't a priority, but like, I have friends and family and social things that I really enjoy. So forcing myself to go to the gym makes me not love the gym, and I'm not the person who's trying to, you know, be a bodybuilder or compete in that way, which, total respect if you are, not my gig. So being there 2.5-3 hours or doing super, super intense stuff right now while I'm healing, not what I want to do. Now, over the next couple of months, like starting December, January, February, absolutely, intensity is going to shift. But for now, it's just easing my way back into a routine that makes sense for me and tailoring it around myself. And I keep talking about myself, but I really want people to realize orienting your routine around yourself does not make you selfish or self-serving. It makes you self-preserving. Super important distinction. You are preserving your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health. Keep doing that. If it's working for you, it doesn't matter what other people think. Okay? It does not matter. So do what makes you happy. Do what makes you feel good physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, professionally. Opinions don't matter unless they are yours. And if you want someone's opinion, only take it from someone you would switch lives with or someone that you look up to. Take opinions from them, but be subjective about it. Not everyone's opinion is warranted. So that's kind of what I want to talk about, was like goal setting, talking about taking care of yourself. I really think it's important to hit on those things, especially into the holiday months. I know that Christmas is coming up, Hanukkah, that type of stuff. It is really hard for people to connect with themselves during this time because it's so overwhelming. So this, you know, 20-ish minute podcast allowed you to reconnect with what's a priority for you. I hope that is the case. Otherwise, I will cue the outro for the actual audio podcast. But if you're still listening on YouTube, thank you for watching. Feel free to give it a like, follow, subscribe, whatever those words are. If you have any comments about what you'd like to see or hear about, please feel free to let me know. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day or going into tomorrow when you're listening to this. And I will talk to you guys next Wednesday. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you made it all the way through, thank you so much for listening. I hope you could find some value in just one small thing today, or you even had a laugh. My hope is that every time that you leave this podcast, you can take something that you can apply into your own life, create your own bubble of sunshine, and if you're feeling generous, someone else's. As always, you can find the podcast at all of the Instagram and TikTok pages. I have them linked below. And we are on Apple and Spotify podcast. Links will be left in the description of every episode, including this one, and any other information. As always, I hope you drink some water, do something that makes you happy, and be kind to yourself today. Bye.